information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This started in December and is still going on to present time. The first decibel reading, the deputy did not know how to use the reader and it needed to be charged. So there was no decibel reading on that day. Code enforcement came to do a reading on a rainy day and no music was playing. The decibel reading was taken anyway.
So this is Linda Fowkes. She is one of the residents who complained about the loud, thumping, continuous daytime music being played at the Seven Brew that's open in Highway 90, that they came in and built that place after she and another resident who already lived there, and she says it's very disruptive to her way of life. I figured we'd talk to the sheriff about it, especially since she kind of name-checked them as far as them showing up with a device that was not charged and the deputy wasn't sure how to use it. Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us now by phone. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So I have a lot of questions about this, but I did want to give you a chance if you wanted to comment any on what she said or about. I mean, I have to assume that this is not a call you all get a lot, or maybe you get a lot. I mean, you tell me, what do the noise complaints look like, and do the deputies have the training and the equipment that they really need to enforce this law?
Well, and she's speaking about during the daytime. So, you know, with the way the county commission has implemented certain codes and things like that, we can't really do much to enforce during the daytime. After, I believe they set the time at 9 o'clock, is 9 or 10 o'clock is the time when we can enforce noise violations. And for those kinds, you don't really need a decimal meter. You pull up and, you know, you call at 1 o'clock and say, in the morning, my neighbors are playing music loud, and we pull up and we hear the music. We don't need a decibel meter. We just need to go in there and give them a warning, turn it off, turn it down, and then if we come back, we can actually cite them. So, but during the daytime, it's pretty. We don't have a lot to go on.
So, what are the decibel meters used for then?
Yeah, they're used for during daytime. If it's reoccurring, we can do it over and over and over, but we can't really cite them for it. But what we can do is the code people can, code enforcement can come out and actually do something. And we can say, look, we've got this record of, you know, 82 decibels on this time and blah, blah, blah. But there's not a lot that we can do as law enforcement during the daytime hours to actually, you know, mitigate it.
Do you get a lot of daytime noise complaints like this? Because my perception is that probably you get a ton of them from loud pipes and people revving engines and stuff like that, and sometimes from music, but you tell me.
Yeah, we don't get a lot during the day.
Okay.
You know, we really don't. It's mostly at night, loud parties, things of that nature. We get a ton of those, and I mean a ton of them. But the only time we really get daytime stuff is very seldom. Like we had one not too long ago that at 7 in the morning, there was a construction site in a subdivision, and they were working on the roof with saws and stuff, and it would make a lot of noise. I mean, things like that we get every now and then, but it's not very often.
So are there is the ordinance as it exists? I know it was recently, maybe recently changed. I know they also bought the decibel meters, the county did. Yeah. Is there anything that you – does the ordinance need to be changed, in your opinion? What would make it more useful for your deputies? Or is it kind of fine the way it is? This isn't much of a problem.
Well, if they want us to enforce stuff during the daytime hours, and with the decibel meters, you know, that's hit or miss as well, too, because, you know, you think about it. So we have these decibel meters, and you call and you say, hey, the people across the street are, you know, it's noon and they're making too much noise. And you get there with the decimal meter, that doesn't exactly mean that the exact same noise is going on at the exact same time. And so the decimal meter may register something, you know, lower than when they called. So there's, it's just so hit and miss. I mean, this is not something that's got a simple fix to it, because every situation we get called to is different. It's not, you know, it's not like domestic violence. You get there, well, rest. I mean, it's just every single call we get is a different source of noise or different, you know, the noise is closer or farther away than the last one. It's just, it's kind of hard to judge.
No, I sympathize with that. I mean, I see both sides. Like, on the one hand, I sympathize with the homeowner who feels frustrated that there's always this noise. That's annoying. As a neighbor, you always deal with that problem. It's a question of how much and how routine. And on the other hand, okay, but if there's a problem, how do you solve it? Like, it is such a difficult, it's such an amorphous thing to really get a grip on. So I appreciate that. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. No problems or delays to report. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. Mobile highways clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. We recently, Sheriff Johnson, we recently were, you know, Gulf Breeze High School has their new canine, Rue, that's a, primarily it's a gun powder detecting dog, so it'll tell if you've got a bullet, you know, basically, or a gun or anything like that. That's a primary use, and the SRO is going to manage it in Gulf Breeze. It'll also, I guess, do bombs, which makes sense. If it's going to be explosives, it's going to be explosives. Do you guys have a bomb dog, an explosive, a gunpowder dog? Like, I know every dog has got to be trained on very particular things, and, you know, some of them are for the digital thing, so they can find the USB on which the child pornography is. Some of them are for obviously for illegal narcotics. What about the bombs and firearms dogs?
Yes, we have one, and it's trained on, you know, you say a bomb dog or gunpowder dog. I mean, if you're a bomb dog certified in the state of Florida, you're certified on gunpowder. I mean, because you can make bombs with gunpowder.
Yeah.
Period. So, and we do have one. We have used him on several occasions, bomb threat-wise. We used to have to call to Hurlburt or Eglin and have their dog come out back in the day, but then finally we got one trained, and as you said, we have the electronics dog, and then of course we have a dog in the jail, and then the road dogs, the bloodhound unit. I think all total we've got 20 something dogs now.
And there's, like you said, there's several. I mean, you know, I was mentioning some of them, but I'd forgotten about, you know, tracking dogs are different from narcotics dogs, are different from bomb dogs, are different from electronics dogs, you know, because just because dogs can smell well doesn't mean that they alert on everything. That's the point. You got to train them what to alert on, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And we have some of the best in the world, I think, at doing what they do.
And can you imagine, I'm just kind of thinking through the implications. Can you imagine if you trained a dog to be like both USB flash drives and also narcotics? Well, they would alert at every single car, because every car has a phone, right? So.
So, yeah, and, you know, our electronics dog is a GSP, a German short-haired pointer.
Yep.
And I tell you, those things are the smartest dogs on the planet. If they had thumbs, you could teach them to deal cards. I mean, they're just incredible.
Of a painting I've seen.
I've seen that painting, too. But, yeah, so it's a great dog, and we've used him. I don't know how many child porn people he's put in jail, but it's been a ton.
I always think that one's the most amazing one, that they can go sniff out a chip on, or a memory stick somewhere in the house that you hide under a cushion. You're like, how? Well, how does that smell? Well, it does. You know, it just does. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Sheriff, is I was listening to Chief Frank talk to Milton City Council about developing a no camping ordinance, and something that she mentioned was, first of all, the concern that if they don't beef up their ordinance or create one, that, you know, they kind of are at liability with the way the state law is written, that they haven't really done their job in that regard just yet. But also that, you know, if word gets out that, you know, there's an ordinance in Pensacola, there's an ordinance in Escambia, there's an ordinance in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa, well, gosh, the safe haven is Milton. That's where you should come. That's one concern. Yeah. The other concern is sometimes with the county line and the city line, it's a matter of, like, this side of the bridge is in the city and this side of the bridge is in the county. And if you move them 10 feet, technically they're out of your jurisdiction, but that doesn't solve the problem. So my question for you is, have you been working with Chief on this? And also, how useful has the ordinance been for Santa Rosa County for dealing with the camping problem in particular?
Well, I can tell you about ordinances and how effective they are by this simple one. So when you go to Pensacola and you're driving around, you get to a stoplight, what do you see?
Well, it's not great.
Yeah. There's always a guy there with a sign. You don't see that in Santa Rosa County. We have an ordinance that prohibits that. So
is it a panhandling ordinance or a camping ordinance?
It's a panhandle. That one's a panhandling ordinance. So that's why when you pull up the stoplights in Santa Rosa County, you don't see that. Because every once in a while you'll see one, but somebody calls and then we get to them and then it's done. So the camping thing would be the same. So, and when we deal with homeless people, and we don't have a ton, but we do have some, what we try to do is we try to figure out, first off, if they're camping on property, we find the owner of the property, because really there's not a whole lot we can do if they're in somebody else's, on somebody else's property.
Right.
There's not a whole lot we can do. So we find the owner of the property, because 99.9% of the time, that person that owns that property has no clue they're there. No clue. And then you can do trespass warnings and things of that nature. And that's how we've been handling it up to now.
Okay.
So it's technically, it's not a no camping ordinance or anything like that. The one we have in the county is the panhandling one.
Got it.
Where you can't, you know, be begging for money.
And have you been talking with Chief Frank about this or not yet? Or I was just curious if that's been a conversation yet.
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but I'm sure we'll have it in the future.
Very good. Anything else we need to know, Sheriff? Anything coming up? Anything going on you want to let us know about before we let you go?
No, I'm about to head out to the Medical Examiner Commission. I'm one of the commissioners for the Medical Examiner.
For the statewide?
So, yeah, statewide. So we meet 3 times a year, and tomorrow's the day. So I've got to go to that, and that's about all that's going on.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.
8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. I always like to say they're the kind of cars, like Dave Ramsey recommends them, right? But it's not just because Dave Ramsey recommends it. It's because they're the kind of cars that he recommends. You know, they're good quality cars that have had an owner or maybe two. And so they're, you know, not the new car price, so you save on the depreciation hit, but also their cars are going to last a long time, so they're a good, safe place to put your money that's going to take care of you for, you know, several years. I know we bought our Honda Odyssey there several years ago, and it has been a very, very dependable car because that's what they sell. Cars that are a year or two, you know, 10 or 20, 30,000 miles that they warranted at 10 years or 100,000 miles that will take care of you for a long time, and then you can come back and get that next one for another 8, 9, 10 years. That's kind of how they do their business. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for mayor.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC. Every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxenteston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxenteston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
You don't need another money hack. You need a plan. Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So you gotta wait around an hour?
If I want to.
Do you know how much damage we could do to each other in an hour?
It's kind of a revolting thought, actually.
Really? What's revolting mean?
What's revolting? Love it. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's see. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash Viking Road right near Gulf Beach Highway in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne's in the newsroom with headlines for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Police in Twin Falls, Idaho say a good Samaritan and an off-duty state trooper saved lives during a deadly shooting at an In-N-Out Burger. I know you mentioned this earlier. The bystander and the trooper both opened fire on a suspect in Saturday's incident, helping him, or drive him away from the scene. The shooter, identified as Chad Williams, used an AR-15 style rifle.
Yeah, this random guy who happened to have a gun, you know, with a suppressor on it, which is kind of an interesting look. But he's shooting at the guy, and based on the video, it looks like the murderer returned fire against him. And somehow or other, that all delayed him enough that he, law enforcement arrives, takes his own life, and, you know, terrible, but, you know, good. And like we always say, you know, a good guy with a gun. But it's also important to say a good guy with a gun, practice and training.
Yes.
You know, and clearly he had that. And, you know, a good guy with a gun is not enough always, you know, but with practice and training certainly can be. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Iran is denying President Trump's assertion that talks are being held today. Trump had previously said that he held off on new military strikes over the weekend, so those negotiations could continue today. And 10 million people are without electricity today. Apparently, Cuba's national power grid has completely collapsed. Emergency crews there blaming fuel shortages and deteriorated infrastructure.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And you were actually the one that passed me this note about the Gulf Power Building has changed hands.
Yeah, I just saw that here about 10 minutes ago. That email came in. So
One Energy Place, 250,000 square foot waterfront. So if you want a new home, it's got a new seller. They're saying it's going to be there's 13 acres of waterfront real estate, local hands, though. So that's good news, I guess. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I've wondered if maybe Burdon might use some of that, you know,
right,
for like headquarters use. People have been talking about, you know, could it be converted to condominiums? Could it be office space? Obviously, it can be that. Could it be something else, some kind of a commercial retail? I mean, I don't know. It's a great building.
Absolutely.
You know, you hate to see it just languish there.
Well, we'd all been wondering what was going to happen to it for quite a while now.
Right.
So, yeah, good news, though, staying in local hands. And,
now we just need to get the Grand Hotel moving. there's some major properties downtown. It'd be nice to see something happen with them. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:27. On News Radio 92.3, do I want to get into that? I don't really want to get into all that today. You know what? This is a fascinating story to me. So, you know, one of the hallmarks of President Trump is that if he gets an idea, he'll try it. You know, he'll try anything. He's like Mikey. He'll try anything. And there's not a lot of what you might call internal restraints. You know? It doesn't matter if he thinks it's illegal, really. He'll just try it and then sue him, stop him, right? Force him to stop, which is bad, but it is the way he operates. We have one of those going on right now. Have you been paying attention at all to the, and I'm gonna call it Truth Social only because that's the official name, but, you know, I call it Trump Social usually. But Truth Social API, PJ, have you seen this story?
I don't think so.
So Truth Social API or Trump Social API allows business clients to pay a fee in order to get the Donald Trump posts early.
Oh.
So you can get them, I don't know what the time frame is here, if it's 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour ahead, but it's basically like he's going to post this at 6 p.m. and you get it at 5 p.m. or he's going to post it at 10 a.m. and you're going to get it at, you know, 9 a.m. And the theory here is that because he is often saying things that affect markets, you can financially profit from knowing in advance what Trump's going to say in an hour, and you can make moves in advance to anticipate that. So as Kevin McGurn, interim CEO of Trump Media, says, markets already move on Truth Social posts. Truth API delivers a direct license, real-time feed to the platform's most market-moving truths while advancing our strategy to monetize proprietary assets through a high-margin recurring revenue stream. The dollar amount, you want to guess? You know, take a wild stab. How much you might pay per month to get access to Trump's posts? Say I'm making up a name, making up a time here, but let's say an hour early.
$100 a month.
$100,000 a month.
Oh my gosh.
And some folks are saying, "Gosh, seems a little bit like insider trading. Seems a little bit like somebody manipulating markets on purpose and then selling the information, and then you can use it to make money. But should a politician's public record comments be sold to the highest bidder like that?"
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump giving peace talks a chance today with Iran after pulling back the biggest attack since World War II.
Did you see how it is? We're ready to go anytime we want.
Of it being reported, but there's a possibility that the fire was caused by an electrical short and burned undetected for a while before that. The building may be a total loss. More than 20 vendors had items inside at the time. No injuries were reported. The state fire marshal's office is investigating. Well, Pensacola is proposing a 6% increase to its community redevelopment agency budget, bumping it up by about $1 million to $16.3 million. Much of that growth is aimed at maintaining parks and streetscapes, more than doubling the city's spending on upkeep to $2.9 million. The budget gets finalized during hearings in September. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is leading the nation when it comes to arresting people in the country illegally. The governor told Fox News over the weekend nearly half of all immigration arrests made nationwide are happening in Florida. A woman's facing charges after allegedly, a man is facing charges after allegedly hitting a woman with his pickup truck in Miami-Dade County while drunk. Deputies say Thomas Raimundo Brito's truck hit the woman's car as she stood beside it, causing her own vehicle to strike her before Brito's truck hit her too. The 74-year-old was airlifted to the hospital and remains on life support in critical but stable condition. Brito had fled the scene but was caught and admitted to drinking. He's facing charges and is also under an immigration hold. And Senator Rick Scott is skeptical that diplomacy is going to work with Iran. He was on Fox News over the weekend as well. He said that talks likely won't succeed and said the U.S. may need to take stronger military action. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Things are looking really good out there. I-10 and 110 both flowing smooth right now. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze, that's looking good as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a hot day today with temperatures warming up near 91 degrees. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Tuesday, 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Wednesday, another 20% chance of rain, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now this morning. Markets are up. The Dow's up over 600 points at 53,118.91. S&P 500 up 49 points. That is just under 0.75% at 75,38.80. The NASDAQ is up 183,756, just about 0.75% this morning at 25,557.609. That 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.68%. Gold prices down 19.30 at 4,087.70. Silver is down a buck at 56.78. Bitcoin down 580.62 at 62,746.50. Looking at those oil prices this morning, West Texas Intermediate down 5.32, trading at $79.35 a barrel right now. Brent crude down 4.31 at $83.62. And checking those gas prices today, the national average for a gallon of regular is down a bit at $4.09. Locally, seeing average prices in Escambia County right about $3.79, Santa Rosa County at $3.84. The Fed's new chair, Kevin Warsh, is considering a reduction in the number of open market committee meetings. That's the group that determines what happens to interest rates. He may cut the current schedule from 8 meetings a year down to 5 or even 6. Some experts feel the markets now pay too much attention to minor data shifts and fewer meetings could potentially fix that. Any change isn't likely to take effect until next year at the earliest. Well, SpaceX is preparing for its first quarterly earnings report on Tuesday as a publicly traded company. Among the line items investors will be looking at include total revenue, revenue from its Starlink satellite internet service, and AI revenue guidance. Will be highly scrutinized. The earnings report also triggers an expiration lockup period ending on Thursday, which opens more than 910 million shares for sale that were purchased by early investors. And consumer sentiment jumped in July as inflation fears eased a little bit. The University of Michigan's final reading for last month rose nearly 12% from June. The survey's chief economist said despite recent gains, overall sentiment is still down 11% from 1 year ago. It's 8:39. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
There are way too many part-time agents in today's real estate market. Agents who don't do the simple things, communicate effectively, negotiate firmly, and prepare strategically. I am Vinny Matassa with Connor O'Donnell Real Estate. I cover the greater Pensacola area, and I will be there for you during your real estate journey. Don't buy or sell anything in Pensacola or the surrounding areas until you call me. I am Vinny Matassa, and I want to be your realtor. Find me at soldbyvinnyfl.com. That's soldbyvinnyfl.com.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability and housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice. Colonel Eric W. Shorter for Mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter, candidate for Mayor of Pensacola.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News.
We have Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Florida District 1, Northwest Florida's congressman. Jimmy, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Hey, Andrew. Great to be with you.
We had two fairly significant passings here locally last week. One was the founder, co-owner of the Florabama, Pat McClellan, who I think was one of your friends.
They broke the mold when they made that guy.
Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm gonna do a thing today in this question that's it's really not kind. Because sometimes, you know, we talk about stores you miss the most that have gone away, and that's fine because it's already gone away. But you get to, you know, suffer the pain of having lost the Radio Shacks and the Blockbusters and the, you know, whatever the food place was, whatever. This is the same question but looking forward, which is what place, shop, restaurant, retail, store, I don't, you know, however you want to answer it, would be the one that would suck the worst if it went away for you. Which one are you most afraid of losing? And I say it's a mean question because I'm going to make you think negative things about a thing that's not going to happen. Although any store can go away. I mean, you know, maybe Sears was your place. You know, who knows? I don't know what you're attached to, but I'm thinking of ones that are around now. If it were to go away, that would really upset you. That would really bother you. 437-1620. This is my wife's question. She thought this was a good one, and I thought, oh, I'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. I'm curious. So 437-1620, what is that store or shop or business that if they went away, it would be devastating to you? You know, the way things, when they do go away, like if you woke up tomorrow and was like, all of a sudden, oh, my God, no, there's no more Jacksons. Like, that would, you know, that would suck. So what's your one that you're super attached to like that? 437-1620. PJ, do you have one that comes to mind? I see you in your look. I see in your eyes the look that worries me for a frivolous topic, which is the, I know there's an answer here, but I'm not quite thinking of one just yet. So what do you have anything?
I'm more backwards.
I can't hear you. Is your mic on? All right.
Okay. I only produce the show. No, I'm more backwards looking. I did feel the Sears going away.
Yeah. So do you have one that you're attached to that if it went away?
Maybe like Best Buy.
Okay.
You know, because of the technology. And
okay. See, Best Buy, I would have said like sort of maybe 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's digital, online. You know, like you don't.
Well, that's exactly
I wouldn't miss
because
it, you know.
You could go in if you had a question about something technology-wise. They can usually answer it for you.
But now, you know, it's
good. If they were to go away.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 437-1620, 437-1620. What's that shop, store, restaurant, whatever the case may be, that if they went away, you'd be, like, super sad about it? I can't believe I said just, like, super sad. But anyway, whatever. There's a little Valley Girl inside all of us, I guess. Okay, somebody says Waffle House. Oh, I could see that. Yeah. Well, mostly because of the hurricane news, right? You want to know where it's really bad is where the Waffle House closes. But, and, you know, for me, I think the reason I didn't think of I have an answer. My answer is the most definitive answer on this, so I don't want to give it just yet. But, you know, I didn't think a lot of food because we don't go out to eat a lot. I love to eat, but I love to cook, too, so we just cook a lot. Our good friend John Hutchinson says Pensacola Harwood. That's a good answer because it is. I mean, you know, having legacy and history and longest, oldest business in Florida, that's a good answer. Small's Sliders. Well, that's a fast attachment. They just opened, right, in the last year or two, that location on Davis down there by the by Brent. I haven't even tried them yet, so I'll take your word for it. Oh, Hub Stacy. Yeah, Hub Stacy's
good. Yeah, I love the
good
Perdido location.
Either the one downtown or the one in Perdido, either one, they're both fantastic, very good food, and I agree with you about that. Let's see. Somebody says Lowe's or Home Depot, either one or both, I suppose. Yeah, well, because, you know, probably use them a lot. All right. Okay. You have to know my boss, Kevin, who is, he's got a great sense of humor. And so I know Kevin well enough to know that when he gives this answer, he's not just giving it because he believes it. He's giving it because it brings up something kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the most devastating thing for me to see closed would be Costco. We just got it. It just got here. No. That'd be like, we don't even have a Trader Joe's, but if ever we got one and it closed, like, that would be the most devastating to me. That's a funny answer. Fazoli's. Fazoli's is gone, though, right? Do they still have a?
They're still around.
Are they still? Okay. Yeah. Do we have one here? I feel stupid for not knowing.
That I'm not sure
I'm not sure either. I have to look it up real quick while you're talking. All right, so, Pete, question of the day is, what's that store, shop, business, whatever, if they went away, it would be really devastating to you because you would miss them tremendously. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Dude, take longer. I'm trying to look something up.
Sorry.
Let's see. Fazoli's. The local one, it says it closed in March of 2018. That was on Davis Highway. I remember that one.
They do exist elsewhere.
Yeah, well, right.
My wife's a huge fan.
There's one in Panama City, apparently, if you're really itching for very inexpensive Italian. All right, so 437 16 20 Dollar Tree. Ooh, they said my husband's favorite. My wife likes to go to Dollar Tree. That's good. Dollar Store, Dollar Tree, any of those. Let's see. having a local U.S. post office, and everybody downtown said, amen. Mm-hmm. That's not the whole business going away. You know, can I? Oh, man, I'm going to make enemies. I don't mean to make, but post office is a good example of, be honest. If the post office went away entirely, how much would it really affect you?
I think it'd affect you more than you would guess.
It probably would, but it wouldn't affect you as nearly as much as it would have 20 years ago. With probably modern true. Email, modern shipping, Amazon competitors, and so forth. But, you know, I think that the post office is one of those, like, you love to complain about it, but then again, it does kind of serve a pretty useful purpose. Somebody says Amazon. Yeah, I think for a lot of people. Now, Amazon could go away for me, and it wouldn't bother me much at all. But I know for a lot of people, also, because if Amazon went away, then some of these other places might come back. But, yeah, Amazon going away for a lot of folks. Hall's Hardware in Milton. Oh, I don't know that one, but I'm just – call me ignorant. I'm sorry. But I'm assuming it's got that same place in Milton the way that Pensacola Hardware has down here. Apple Market. Yeah, I love going there and would hate to see it go away. Let's see. Oh, somebody says – Andrew, this is going to be your favorite answer of the day, AM radio. Oh, yeah. Well, but, you know, everybody listens on FM these days. I'm actually always surprised. The number of people who still listen to me in the morning on AM instead of FM. And I know there's a lot of you. I know there's a lot of you who listen on AM 1620. We don't even say it on the air anymore. We just FM 92.3, 95.3, 98.7, Digital 3, you know, so forth. But, you know, there's a lot of people who still listen to AM 1620. And it's vital for people who, you know, it's a bigger area. It's a more consistent coverage. It's just a little bit lower quality. But it is a better coverage area for sure. 437-1620. What else do we have? Let's see. Amazon, I can get just anything I need in a couple of days. And I think that people who are like, you know, basically have an IV for Amazon in them. right? Am I wrong? There's people like this,
no,
right?
You're not wrong.
You know, every day they're on Amazon, and I'm like, oh, it's been 4 months. I guess I ought to look for something again. I'm just not an Amazon person. I don't do a lot of online shopping. I mostly do grocery shopping. That's my thing. 437-1620, the thrift stores. Not anyone in particular, but I wouldn't know what to do with my life if I didn't have thrift stores to go to. Public, somebody says, understand that. Oh, Dharma Blue. Oh, yeah. No, that's a good answer. Well, this person says, I'd hate to see Winn-Dixie go away. Too late. We must have at least one or two still in the area, but I have to think where they are anymore because there are so few of them left. And yes, this was a sad, sad, sad thing. Sunset Grill on Perdido Key. Nice answer. Let's see, I can't say that one because they guessed my answer and I don't want to give it just yet. Let's see, none of these things would be a problem for me. Somebody says Krispy Kreme. Oh, that's a good answer. That's a really good answer. Somebody else says, had texted me earlier and said, well, we were talking about the tax issue and they said, well, I do live in Pensacola, but I do think that I should get a say in Milton politics because I go to the Milton Bakery so often I pay sales tax. That's a good point. But, yeah, Krispy Kreme, that's a good one. Somebody else just 100% agrees with the Costco as an answer. Somebody says local terrestrial news radio, that's us. Local newspapers and television don't and can't cover what happens in the area with the depth and nuance that happens every day on this show. Oh, you're so sweet. I appreciate that. Oh, a second person said news radio, of course. Oh, you're so nice. Let's see. Somebody else said, what would we ever do without a Starbucks? And this was with a heavy dose of sarcasm. Let's see. Home Goods. Home Goods? Is this a store that rings any bells for you?
It does not.
No. This is a great topic for showing you what I don't know, because I'm not the shopper in the family. My wife would be like, what do you mean you don't know? I don't know. I have problems with some stores all seem like the same store to me. Petco, Petland, and PetSmart. That's just one place, right? They just all seem like the same place to me. A lot of these women's fashion places are like no registry to me. You know, it's no distinction in my brain between all the, and I don't want to name them because it'll just make me look bad, but let's see. Oh, Maria's. Oh, good one. Somebody says News Radio 1620. I depend on it for everything. A&E Fabrics in Warrington. Okay. Apple Market, somebody says. Dairy Queen. Oh, that's an interesting one. Just because, you know, I think, I mean, if you, but that's true. There is no real good. I mean, you have, you know, Culver's and, you know, you have, there's a Cold Stone coming over there in Pine Forest, and you have other alternatives and it's for soft serve and things like that. But that's an interesting answer. Okay. The post office in Milton, or it says post office, but I think the brewery is what they're talking about. If cell phone companies went away, okay, that's a little different answer. I like that. There's Winn-Dixie Navarre. Okay, yeah, but that's too far to go. Perdido Winn-Dixie is still busting. Okay, I'll take it. New Yorker Deli. Celebrations. Okay, very good. And somebody says pickleball carts are what you might miss. That's true, because I'm playing pickleball. Home Goods on Davis Highway in the Tradewind Shop. Okay, all right, fair. So my answer, and somebody did guess this properly, this is going to get, everybody's just going to groan about this, but Walmart. Walmart going away would directly affect my life, because that is my catch-all for everything, you know, and yeah. My wife, too. I mean, we do so much of our shopping at Walmart. I have food alternatives for groceries. You know, lots. I mean, Grocery Advantage, Grocery Outlets, kind of my style. Aldi now, Winn-Dixie. But Walmart. I mean, I hate to say it just because it is what it is. Well, but I was, you know, we like to rag on Walmart for all the things that we don't like. But, I mean, they are a very, very, very good place to get all kinds of things. And, you know, we've come to count on them for all kinds of things that we get from them. So, somebody says Sefco. Oh, wait, that's funny. Somebody else says Publix. All right, 437-1620. That's the topic for the day. What place of it went away? And I'll tell you, the new one that you don't realize is out there, but it is so good. And once you get there, you'll think, oh my gosh, if they went away, that would be bad. Small Cakes, Cupcake and Creamery. Talking about ice cream and cupcakes. Their motto, their slogan is maybe a cupcake will help. Oh, I love that idea. Yeah, and we had some here in the studio the other day. The cupcakes, red velvet, lemon drop, hot fudge sundae, pink vanilla, wedding cake, birthday cake, slow churn, creamy, flavorful ice cream, handmade, blue monster, chocoholic, salted caramel, cookies and cream. Man, I just, if you need a treat, you need to reward you or feel good, you know, take a kid, whatever. Next to the Starbucks and the Chick-fil-A at Bayou and 9th, and they do catering, they do weddings, they do birthdays, all that kind of stuff. Freshly baked gourmet. Check them out online at smallcakescupcakery.com.
Every piece of jewelry has a story. Some start with a yes. Some start with, this belonged to my grandmother. Some start with, can we turn this into something new? However the story begins, the right jeweler helps it last. With custom design, careful restoration, and engagement rings built to last generations, Beret Jewelers has helped Pensacola keep those stories shining strong. Beret Jewelers, 40 years of coastal shine.
Here's the tale of the daily med fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. The deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang.
That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and spend the summer in the sand relaxing and enjoying the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the new Cahoots. This acoustic duo from Pensacola, formed by songwriters Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank, will take the stage and they'll blend the sound of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. It's Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hey, it's an ad for AM radio.
I thought it was my kids talking to me.
Oh, man. You know, if it were not for AM radio, I wouldn't have a job. All of us who work in this industry wouldn't have a job. I love AM radio. But I also love that we're on FM now and that you can get a little bit cleaner signal. But the AM signal does cover a broader area, and it is more consistent. That's our base signal, our signal of license. AM 1620, by the way. 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Highway 29 is accident-free through Cantonment. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So this, I think this is going to be a really interesting question. The Supreme Court is being asked whether the phrase, let's go Brandon, is lewd or not. Like, kids wore a t-shirt to school is kind of the issue, and then they got sent home or told they couldn't wear it anymore. This is a really fascinating area of the law to me because trying to control speech is notoriously hard, especially in the English language, because we have 1,000 synonyms for everything. And of course, you know, let's go Brandon was the famous example where people were you know, chanting, you know, bad word to Biden. And the interviewer who was there talking to somebody asked him that, you know, oh, they're chanting. No, they were not. And then it became a substitute. It became a euphemism for bleep you, Biden, right? And so now people mean that with that expression, but it's become kind of a commonplace or a joke or an insider thing, but it's absolutely a euphemism for profanity. And so these kids show up at school and they get told they can't have that. Well, an appeals court ruled in 2025 that they had reasonably determined the message was vulgar based on its commonly understood meaning. Like, you see it and you think that it's horrible. But the Supreme Court has made some rulings in this area. Kind of right now it's deferential to the administrators. But you have people who, you know, a girl showed up to a great kindness challenge with a hat featuring an AR-15 and a phrase, come and take it. Like, you know, people engage in controversial speech. You know, somebody got told to take off a shirt that said there are two genders. You know, going back to the Tinker decision with the armbands in the Vietnam War, you know, that reached the Supreme Court. So there's a lot of history here, but the basic problem is, how do you decide what is or what isn't allowable speech? Because, you know, if you actually have the F word on your T-shirt, they can probably tell you to take that off. What if it just has an F with nothing else? You know, I had a kid that showed up at my school when I was in high school with a shirt that said Muck Fishigan. And we all thought it was hilarious. And, you know, but, you know, that's a play on words. It's a vulgarity, right? So is that allowed? Well, the defense is saying it's like, where's the beef? It's just a joke that gets used for other phrases. But this is not an easy area of the law to navigate, because I guarantee you, as soon as you make a speech code, somebody's going to come in with a way to work around the technicality of it.
Local news every hour.